Finally, we have the 7%, the words, which is on page 5 in section 2 in your manual. So even though the words are only 7%, we can still use them to build rapport. The first set of words, predicates, are a special group of words which we're going to learn more about using on the next CD when we get into representational systems and the fact that people have a preferred representational system, and the fact that there are certain specific words that go with each of the representational systems, which are called predicates. Then you may notice that some people have hot words and phrases, or keywords and phrases, phrases that they say over and over again. Again, beginning to use those words in your own conversation with people communicates, hey, I'm like you, therefore you can like me. There's also common experiences and associations. I think the important thing here is to be honest. You know, if you really have a common experience, or if you have common associations, then use them to build rapport. I think if you made them up and somebody then found out later that they weren't true, that would blow rapport so badly you probably would never get it back. The same is true with values and beliefs. You may have some of the same values as the other person. You may have some of the same beliefs. If you do, then let them know that. That builds the rapport up even more. If you don't, then I'd keep them to yourself, because that's going to blow the rapport. The same is true, by the way, with matching accents as far as voice tonality is concerned. Some people say, oh, you know, should I match somebody's accent? The answer is no. Even if you think you can do it absolutely perfectly, don't do it! What do you think would happen? They get rapport with you. They think you come from the same part of the country or the same part of the world as them. Then later on they discover that you don't. They're going to think, what was that all about? So avoid matching accent. Avoid making up experiences, associations, values and beliefs that aren't really yours just to get rapport. It's only the words. It's only 7%. You've got 93% with the physiology and the voice tonality to carry the rapport through. Finally, we have content chunks. Content chunks are the amount of information that somebody puts in each chunk of their conversation. Some people speak with very small content chunks. Maybe they're only one or two, maybe three words per chunk. Other people put more and more information into each chunk, so there's actually more and more words in there, and they actually take quite a bit of information before taking a pause before they give you another content chunk. Again, what you can do is you can match the person's content chunk size to be able to build rapport with them. On a later CD that we cover linguistics, I'll give you a particular linguistic structure which enables you to elegantly disagree with someone where maybe you do disagree on values and beliefs, enables you to elegantly disagree with someone whilst maintaining rapport. You're going to have to wait until a later linguistic CD for that.